Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We hope you and your family had a very healthy and happy Thanksgiving. The Giants take on the Redskins on Sunday down in our nation's capital. What we're going to do in this show is look at the top 10 things about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. Former Giant Dahani Jones takes you on a tour of D.C., but to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon as the Giants hosted the Dallas Cowboys.
Every week we come out, it's all about what we do. We play our ball, we win games. Elevated to a max tonight.
Giants on three. One, two, three.
Bryant in a slot right. Williams split left. Rumble back. Quick release. Over the middle pass. Deflected and intercepted by Antrell Roll. Off the deflection. At the 21-yard line. Hit Bryant right in his hands. And Roll picked it up out of the air.
I was
late.
Okay.
I see you,
two
sack.
Hey,
try
to get to 88.
Hey, well, you were so. It was so perfect.
Oh, you were so perfect.
Hey, try to get Dover. I saw it.
Next one you
came
picked
off on my man.
Next one you picked that.
He looking at 88 every time.
It ain't that bad out here, bud.
As you get rolling.
You look like Rudolph right now. Rudolph red nosed reindeer.
Romo out of a shotgun set. Takes the snap, takes the handoff over the middle. He's got Witt wide open for the touchdown. The Giants fit, and Witt was wide open on the post for the score.
We're giving them everything, dog. We're giving them everything they got. We're giving it to them, man.
First and 10 at the Dallas 41. Ball on the right hash mark. Handoff, Jacobs runs right. Jacobs turns the corner to the 30. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Lowers his shoulder and dragged out of bounds at the 5-yard line. It's a 36-yard run. It's the Giants' first run of 20 or more yards.
They don't feel like banging right now, so we're going to have to go ahead and bang this up now. They don't feel like banging. They don't feel like hitting. We're going to turn up out here.
Manning takes the snap. He's back to throw. He throws it left. Wide open. Myers, who makes the catch.
Nobody's touched
him. No one touched him. He gets back in. It goes in for the touchdown. Nobody in the Cowboys touched him as he made a diving catch at the 10.
Hey! Hey, baby!
I told you before.
They're a boy.
I told you before that drive.
I'm like, hey, nobody touched him.
Way to be alert, bro. He looked back.
Way to be alert, bro.
Rumble out of the gun. Austin in motion.
Here we go.
Romo takes the snap. Drops back to throw. He's under pressure. It's back at the 48-yard line. Cullen Jenkins gets his second of the day.
That's a big play. That's a good stand. That's a great stand.
Round to the left of Manning. Randall in motion from the right. High snap. Manning on the fake. Looking for the end zone. Now Manning's going to run. Now he's going to throw left to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Lewis Murphy Jr. Now the Giants will go for two, down 21-19. Manning takes the snap, drop the ground to the end zone. Two-point conversion. And we are tied at 21 with 4:45 to go. Field goal to win it from 35 yards out. Snap is good. Kick on its way. Plenty of leg, and it is good. And the Dallas Cowboys have beaten the Giants 24-21.
I'm Dahani Jones, coming to you from the White House. Stay tuned, because after the break, I'm going to take you on a tour of our nation's capital.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We switch to the Giants locker room here in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Sunday night, it's the Giants and Redskins. So we figured we'd dial up former Giant Dahani Jones to take you on a little sightseeing tour of our nation's capital.
What's up, Giants fans? Dahani Jones coming to you straight out of the nation's capital. It's been a wild year in Washington, D.C. Obama sworn in for a second term. The government shut down. Can't we all just get along? Now, D.C. is known for its politics, its journalists, and its lobbyists. It's not necessarily known as a sports town, but it's home to the beloved Washington Redskins. And RG3 is putting them back on the map. I mean, remember the 80s? 3 Super Bowl rings? Giants have 4. RFK, Chief Z, the Hoggets, the 1986 NFC Championship, the win? The Giants handling business. The biggest rivalry in the NFC East dating back to 1932. This will mark the 161st time these two teams have met. So I'm right here in D.C. I'm going to show you what it's all about. Washington, D.C. is such a beautiful town. Everywhere you look, there's historical landmarks, incredible museums. Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the home of our president, Barack Obama, the White House. Now, I called the president, and he declined to comment on the Giants and the Redskins rivalry. Maybe it's because he's a Bears fan, but we're going to head on over to the White House and see what everybody else thinks. Is that Air Force One right there? And here we are at the most famous address in America, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, home to the president and the first lady. People come from all over the country to visit the White House, and I found a lone Giants fan. So what do you think about the Giants, Redskin, you know, the rivalry between the two?
I know it's a storied rivalry, I know, and I go way back as a Giants fan, going back to Frank Gifford, Y.A. Tuttle, Roosevelt Greer, Roosevelt Brown, all those wonderful, Sam Huff. Man. All those wonderful years. So.
And Y.A. Tittle, he has a record against the Redskins, doesn't he?
Well, I know that he has the touchdown record against the Redskins. So I think that's a pretty special occasion.
And Sam Huff was traded from the Giants to the Redskins.
Yeah, and I think that was the understanding. He was pretty bitter about it, and that's why he played like a madman, I think. So it was quite something to remember.
Anyone who's anyone in Washington, D.C. knows about Ben's Chili Bowl. I mean, it's the hangout of diehard Redskins fans. So I'm going to go in, find out what all the talk's about. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Come and check out this Ben's Chili Bowl. I heard you got a whole bunch of Redskins. Oh, you got the hat on.
We got a whole bunch of, that's right.
Got a whole bunch of Redskins fans on there. You really like the Redskins that much?
Love them.
So all these Redskins fans, that's where y'all pull your mojo?
Redskin Nation, that's where they get it from.
But everybody comes to Ben's Chili Bowl. I mean, who are some of the people that have come?
President Barack Obama, Bill Cosby, of course, our number one friend and fan.
So what makes Ben's Chili Bowl so famous?
First thing is our world famous chili half smoke.
So what makes the half smoke so good?
Half smoke is a beef and pork mix smoked sausage. That's our number one item. And the secret is our chili. Our chili sauce can make any dog bark.
All right. Proof! All right, got to try something. Are you going to make one for me?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Here's the magic.
The chili hot.
The chili has a little kick.
That's good. I see why the president comes to this fine establishment.
Chief, you must got my signal. You must got my smoke signal, Chief.
I got you, cuz.
How you doing, Chief?
I sent out the smoke signal.
Chief,
you know why I send out the signal, right? No. We got Dehani Jones from the New York Giants here.
We don't care nothing about the Giants.
Tell him, Chief.
It's like that.
Tell him, Chief.
Man. Hey, but the legend visiting. In the flesh. How long have you been the Chief?
35th anniversary this year. I'm the number one fan.
Right.
They inducted me in the Hall of Fame as the number one fan in Canton, Ohio.
What about the 80s? So the 80s was a good time.
83, man. It was a Super Bowl year.
Crank up that diesel. Oh,
diesel run all over. Crank up the diesel. Yeah, we're going to beat the Giants. Next, when you come to town, it's war. You know how it is, cuz.
You heard the Chief. It's war.
Thanks to Dehani Jones for that tour of our nation's capital. Well, obviously, with the holiday season coming, food is always at a premium for those in need. So a couple of Giants lend their hand to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Jim Cordell, Kevin Booth, and Ryan Mundy.
Well, today we're at the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, and Stop and Shop is donating 1,500 turkeys. And thanks to the help from the New York Giants players, we are unloading our truck and hopefully to feed a lot of families, you know, in the New Jersey area.
Well, it's exciting, you know, with the holidays approaching. It's great to come out here and lend some time and work a little bit in order to help provide for those that are a little less fortunate than we are.
Meet all hands on deck.
Well, we're inside right now. We're making a weekend pack for the kids who don't have food on the weekends. You know, they're fed throughout the week at school, but unfortunately, when they go home, you know, the situation is kind of tough for them, and they may not have enough food to last them through the weekend. So this is just a little something to hold them over. I believe that life is giving, about giving back, and, you know, what better way to do that during this holiday season than to start out at the food bank.
The time they will be here, they will have made a difference in children's lives. Today they're packing backpacks for hungry children. The turkeys that they helped us unload, all going to go to a family in need.
When we come back, the Giants also raising awareness for food in New York City. We'll tell you about it, plus Sideline Jam after this here on Giants Access Blue. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants also raised awareness for the food bank for New York City. John Beeson, Corey Webster, Stevie Brown, and Andre Brown lended a helping hand.
Giants always support us, man. They love Harlem, and trust me, they love Harlem. All right? This is your family right here.
We out here giving out turkeys all day. First off, just want to thank the Giants for allowing us to come out here and be a part of this. A lot of times when you come to something like this, you come to help, but you leave receiving something. When you can give back, you know, put a smile on somebody's face for just for a moment. You know, for those who are a lot less fortunate than us, you know, it's truly a blessing and an honor to be here.
It's a humbling experience to come out here to be able to shed some light on other people's holiday spirits. And the Giants always do a great job of it. We got a great group of guys out helping, and beautiful feeling.
That's it.
First thing you got to do, you got to cut these legs off.
Look at that there. You see that? Carving a turkey, man.
You going Beeson style?
I'm going Beeson style right there. It looked like that was easy right there. He making that look easy over there.
And this right here, symmetrically, I mean, I'm not going to... This is really a good job right here. I'm serious. And he's getting down to the grizzle for the last 3 years. This is the best carving ever. This... We have to set the bar at this level right here.
Great. The bar is set.
Oh, man. See, I'll give Beast in the carving championship just because my family, we don't really eat turkey like that on the holidays. We more of a ham-type family. So I let him have the turkey carving championship. But if he wants to throw down in the kitchen, it's on anytime he wants. I got him.
What's up? Happy holidays.
How you doing, boss?
How you doing?
Oh, man, it means a lot. You know, being able to see all the people come in with the smiles on their faces, able to come in here and get a meal, it just means a lot to be able to give that back to them.
Take us to the playoffs, baby. Take us to the playoffs.
You know, right now we're dealing with this crisis where, you know, they're making cuts on welfare. I think it was number 76 million meals lost due to cuts on wages, and that's a problem. You know, we're trying to feed people. The food bank feeds about 400,000 people a day, and they're doing big things, man. We're just happy that they allow us to come help out because it's really what it's about.
Happy holidays from the New York Football Giants.
All right, time to change the rhythm of the show a little bit. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
I'm trying to let go of the past. Should we make this one a double? You ain't even gotta ask. Because it's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. Are you down? Are you down? Yeah, you all the way down. Every time, every time, every time, every time. Am I down? Am I down? Yeah, I'm all the way down. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Are you down? Are you down? Yeah, you all the way down. Every time, every time, every time, every time. Am I down? Am I down? Yeah, I'm all the way down. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
When we come back, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry when we return to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants and Redskins have had a long-standing rivalry dating back to 1932. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Skins rivalry. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. 10. The Giants forced 10 turnovers, 7 interceptions, and 3 fumble recoveries against the Redskins in a 1963 meeting, tied for the most in franchise history. They previously had 10 takeaways against the Chicago Cardinals in 1952. 9. Joe Morris rushed for 9 touchdowns against Washington from 1982 to 1988, the most by any Giant in series history. Frank Gifford trails him with 8 rushing touchdowns. 8. The Giants' longest regular season win streak over the Redskins is 8 games, stretching from 1960 to 1964. 7. The number of touchdowns Y.A. Tittle threw in a 1962 victory over Washington, tying an NFL record for the most in a game. The mark is currently shared with 4 other players: George Blanda, Nick Foles, Joe Capp, and Peyton Manning. 6. The Giants have recorded 6 or more sacks against Washington 6 times, most recently in 2002. They recorded 8 in 1998, the most in series history. 5. The number of road wins Eli Manning has as a starter in Washington, all coming in a 5-game win streak at FedEx Field between 2006 and 2010. He's 5-4 overall against the NFC East rival on the road, including losses in his last 2 trips. 4. There have been 4 ties in 160 regular season meetings between the two franchises: 1932, 1939, 1960, and 1997, 7-7. The Giants are 92-64-4 all-time against the Redskins, making it the most frequently contested series in franchise history. 3. The Giants have 3 shutouts in postseason history, including a 17-0 victory over Washington in the NFC Championship game that sent the Giants to Super Bowl 21. 2. The Giants have twice notched 2 defensive touchdowns in a game against the Redskins. They did so in 1938 and again in 1963 when the Giants had interceptions returned for a touchdown from Sam Huff and Dick Lynch. The Giants have also recorded multi-defensive touchdown outings in 2 other games in franchise history: at Detroit in 1996 and at Buffalo in 2006. 1. The longest play from scrimmage against Washington in 81 years of the franchise is a 92-yard touchdown from quarterback Eli Manning to wide receiver Mario Manningham, coming in the final game of the 2010 season.
Pressure, throws on the right side. He's got Manningham wide open, and there he goes. Across midfield to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants, 92 yards.
Those are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Redskins rivalry. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants, after a 3-game homestand, are out on the road this week as they travel to Washington to take on the Redskins in a Sunday night football showdown. Now, obviously, the Giants are coming off of a huge disappointment on Sunday, losing to the Dallas Cowboys and really putting a dent in the Giants' playoff opportunities. However, there's still a lot for this team to focus on, with the fact that, look, these are these players' jobs. This is what they get paid to do. They still get graded each and every week. It doesn't matter whether they've got a really good chance to win the division or not. So what do the Giants need to do against the Redskins? They need to continue what they did against the Cowboys, and that's run the football effectively. We still haven't had that game where the passing offense really clicks. Maybe the last time we saw it was opening night in Dallas against the Cowboys. But you get a sense from the Giants that if they continue to run the football as effectively as they've been running the football, they'll get this passing game going, which will help this team be more advantageous offensively in order to get some wins. That wraps it up from my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and of course on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you next week here on My 9 for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.